everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you along with Tom Fairbanks. Tom, we've got some heavy weather coming in. I guess it all depends on where you're living. If you were up in Alaska and somebody said the high is going to be 60 to 65 degrees tomorrow, they'd probably say, oh my, I'm ready.
Well, we haven't reached the freezing mark yet, and Alaska's been living with that for a while now.
Yeah, the snowiest November, I believe, in Anchorage on record, or maybe in recent times.
But they've had a couple of good snow dumps.
It's Buckmaster Midweek Edition, Wednesday, November 29th, 2023, as we get ready to wrap up November. It is the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio, part of the Bustos Media Tucson campus, where we have five radio stations under one roof. This one's KVOI 1030, worldwide live listening, and all of my podcasts at buckmastershow.com. Our live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. A very full show today, tons of content, so let's get right at it on the live line with Dr. Gabriel Trujillo, Superintendent Tucson Unified, who's still pinching himself after the results came in showing that the voters of the Tucson Unified School District said yes to the bond committee and said yes to improving Tucson Unified. Hello, Dr. Trujillo.
Hey, good afternoon, Bill. Thank you for having me on this afternoon. I know we've got an abbreviated conversation.
Yeah,
you are jam-packed.
Yeah, we are jam-packed. We're full with every. So I had to telescope your normal half hour into about 10 minutes. So let's get right at it. The folks, I know you're delighted with the vote, but we're now going to have, as promised, the committee will look at how this is prosecuted or executed.
Absolutely. Number one, I would be remiss if I did not thank the voters and the TUSD community for their vote, not just in favor of the bond package, which is important, but it was really a vote of confidence, faith, and trust in the district itself. We take that very seriously because that faith and confidence in the district has not always been there, Bill. And so we do not want to squander this opportunity, this newfound confidence and trust that the community has with TUSD. So in that spirit, the board took immediate action, the first board meeting after the winning vote on November 7th. The board took action to establish a governing board appointed board bond oversight committee consisting of community members, parents, employees, and small business owners. Or any business operators inside of the TUSD environment. So we are moving very, very quickly to honor those commitments that we made during the campaign.
As an educator, what would you give this calendar year at Tucson Unified? It seems like you've had some really home runs this year, Dr. Gabriel Trujillo.
I think the last 18 months have been an absolute A. We exited court supervision in late 2022. Huge historic victory for TUSD. We've had a historic turnaround with letter grades. You talk about 30% of the entire district being mired in D or F status back in 17. These letter grades that were released last month, you now have 57% of the district rated A or B, and you have 9%, not 30, only 9% of the district remaining with D letter grades, with zero F grades for the first time in over a decade. So that was a tremendous victory for us. And then to cap it off, an overwhelming mandate of support and almost 60% approval rating for the first successful bond package in a generation here in TUSD and the largest in TUSD's over 140-year history. So it's been a dream, you know, the last 18 months in terms of the tide really turning for public sentiment for this school district. So we're very, very excited.
How about on the academic side, Dr. Trujillo?
On the academic side, things looking up. We certainly are very proud of our schools with the recent issuance of letter grades now with 95%. We're close to 95% of the district being A, B, or C rated. The school district now, we received word from the Arizona Department of Education is a B-rated school district.
Wow.
That's a big victory. We've been a C-rated school district for a number of years. We will continue to not stop until we're an A-rated school district. You know, Vail, in a lot of ways, is the gold standard there. We're chasing them. We can be every bit as excellent as Vail, and we will be. So we're looking forward to that challenge. But the B status for the entire school district is an important next step on that journey.
Speaking with Dr. Gabriel Trujillo, an abbreviated session with him due to some scheduling issues here on the show and a lot to cram in, so we're kind of really moving through this. Let's look ahead, and we will bring you, of course, back right after the holidays as we begin the new year, the 2024 year. Of course, we're operating on the school calendar of 23-24. What are the major challenges, Dr. Trujillo, on your plate for the new year?
Major challenges are going to continue to be staff shortages. We are still plagued with a significant shortage of special education teachers to come and work with our students with disabilities, as well as those paraprofessional teacher assistants that work in those classrooms with our autistic students and our students with severe cognitive challenges, both mental and cognitive, I should say. So that's a huge shortage area for us that has presented a significant challenge for the district. We're looking forward to taking that on in creative ways. Enrollment continues to be a challenge. The district was down with enrollment this year. That's going to be buffered a little bit by the bond victory, but we want to be the preeminent K-12 district of choice for every single parent in Pima County. In this open enrollment environment, we know we have to compete. We have to refine, sharpen, and improve our product, and we're looking forward to doing that. So I would say enrollment, staff shortages are front and center for us. This governing board is going to be taking on some decisions around school safety and security coming up a little bit later this winter with regard to the extent to which they're going to increase the amount of safety monitors on our campuses.
The letter grade improvement has got to be a big selling point as you look to buffer and increase the enrollment.
It's a huge selling point for us. I think a lot of we have a vocal minority in the community that likes to throw a lot of rocks at the district and likes to refer to the district as a failing school district.
Yeah.
We're not. You know, the ruling educational authority in the state has deemed us a B-rated school district. So it's no longer a matter of opinion. We are a high-performing school district. So we're very, very proud of that. It's been a great, great boost for morale and confidence for our teachers, our parents, and our employees.
There's a nice piece about TUSD, a mural project that was student-inspired, this mural. It's called Open Minds, and you don't see these kinds of pieces usually about Tucson Unified, but that was good news in today's Arizona Daily Star.
It is, and I think that the media has been doing a better job, I think, in the last 6 months of being a little more balanced. I think we struggled with a local media that tended to prioritize what I would say negative stories, stories about incidents on our campuses, safety incidents or disciplinary incidents. And I think now they're really doing a good job of still covering those incidents. Of course they have to, but not necessarily prioritizing them and giving us an opportunity to send in stories about students achieving amazing things, staff members giving of themselves and demonstrating excellence in service, and celebrating student achievement. So I hope that this trend continues.
The bond package, how soon can money from those bonds go toward the infrastructure at Tucson Unified?
We are about a calendar year out. Obviously, this next fiscal year will be the first year that the property tax levy of this bond will be levied on the homeowners as voted in by the taxpayers. And it's going to take a year for us to collect that revenue, as well as this is the phase one initial sale of the bonds. So it's going to probably take a good 12 months before those bond dollars start flowing. We are right now working on a draft of phase one bond projects. a lot of them will be dealing with the urgency of HVAC work, dealing with heating and cooling issues around the district as a matter of priority, as well as failing electrical and plumbing systems. And I think part of that phase one will also be front and center safety and security upgrades, gating, fencing, security cameras, modernized locks, things like that.
Well, before we go, I think bottom line, the morale has got to, this is a morale booster for the employees, the teachers, the educators, the bus drivers, everybody associated with Tucson Unified when you get that vote of confidence.
It is, because what bond elections and override elections are, they're not necessarily about money. They're referendums on trust, faith, and belief in the district. And when you have a vocal minority from time to time bashing the district is failing, or the district is not transparent, or the district is top down, or the district is corrupt, it's failing kids. Well, you can't validate those voices anymore, because we have an overwhelming mandate of support and belief in this district via this vote. It's hard to argue with 40,000 voters and a 60% approval rating, trusting this district to be stewards of the largest bond package in its history. So it is, and it's more for those reasons, having the trust of this community, that people are more energized and more excited than ever.
All right, Dr. Gabriel Trujillo, I want to wish you and your lovely family a wonderful holiday season. We'll have you on the program for the full half hour early in the new year in January. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. Looking forward to be back in studio soon. Have a great rest of the day.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Gabriel Trujillo. Mona's Danish Bakery, now that Thanksgiving's in the rearview mirror, they had hundreds and hundreds of pie orders. They are now looking ahead to Christmas. The Danish Kringle. Doesn't it sound Christmassy? Well, how about a Kringle on Christmas morning or Christmas Eve morning or any time during the day around Christmas? Mona's Danish Bakery is home of the Danish Kringle. They're open right now for lunch, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Their website is monasdanishbakery.com. Open for breakfast at 6:30. And Steve and the team preparing everything you need from the comfort food side of things for the holiday season at Mona's Danish Bakery. Very jam-packed content-wise program. We've got the mayor coming up at 12:30 in studio with me. We've got the Better Business Bureau, our monthly consumer alert. That's next. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year plan includes roadway, transit, pedestrian, bicycle, and many other transportation improvements across the region. Pima County voters approved the plan in 2006, and the RTA is working with the Citizens Advisory Committee to prepare and present a new draft plan to the RTA board by December. Sign up at rtanext.com for updates.
Buckmaster Show listeners know that I'm passionate about travel. When I'm ready to take off on a new adventure, my air travel begins and ends at Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. So remember, to fly local, fly Tucson. Tucson International is nonstop for Tucson. More at flytucson.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Thinking about a river cruise? Let Bon Voyage Travel guide you to choose the perfect cruise to complement your vacation dreams. River cruising has become more popular than ever, and we know you have so many options to consider when selecting the destination, cruise line, and ship. At Bon Voyage Travel, we provide a comprehensive presentation on the top tips for river cruises and have a team of specialists to assist you. Visit bvtravel.com and view our River Cruise 101 presentation today.
Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, time for our monthly consumer alert presented by one of the best Better Business Bureaus in the United States, the BBB Bureau here representing Tucson and Southern Arizona. Irene Coppola is here. Irene is CEO of the BBB and Denise Alvarez is the Director of Operations. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hello. We're great. How about you?
I'm doing well. The scammers love the holiday season, and a lot of people, unfortunately, are going to get taken, and we're going to try to prevent that, at least when it comes to talking about these must-have toys, Irene. You know, the must-have toys on most kids' holiday wish lists, the parents want to fulfill that if they can. The children are, you know, oh, I got to have this, the hottest toy. But let's be careful, folks listening, when you start thinking about how you're going to acquire your hot toy, Irene.
Absolutely. Let me tell you, been there and done that with this particular topic with my kids. So absolutely. So when you're looking for a toy this season, but it's sold out at every store. So what do? You know, mm-hmm. You go online, you do a quick search, you spot an ad on social media. And so you click on it. And it ends up taking you to this website that, you know, miraculously,
they've
it's
got
in
it.
Stock. Yes,
they've
like,
got
amazing.
It. Not only is it in stock, they've got plenty of these hot
yes,
toys.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. You hit the jackpot. You know, and the whole thing is that the website may look professional. The images may be just on point. And they're saying, you know what? This is at a discounted price. Get this last minute sale. It's a flash sale. But let me tell you, it's a fake.
And we're talking about some of these hot toys. Barbie Dreamhouse, Fingerlings, Lego, Elmo, Elmo Slide, Doggy. I mean, on and on it goes. So these people purport to be, you know, a legitimate site. How do we know they're not? Irene?
You know what? There are so many counterfeit versions. Products, websites, they are just they're not valid. And so how do you check if it's counterfeit? Definitely go up to your barcode, or not barcode, to your website bar and see if it's a secured site.
Like HTT,
Denise?
Yeah, with the S after it, right?
Correct, absolutely.
Yeah, I've learned that from you ladies, that I always look for that before I would ever make any kind of purchase online. Go ahead, Irene.
Absolutely. So also in other cases, products, if you do purchases off of those fictitious sites, the products will never be received. And when you go to access and say, you know what, I ordered this and I haven't received it. So you go to your confirmation email, you click on that site, all of a sudden it's no longer there. It's vanished. So, you know, it's so frustrating.
It's gone, and so is that purported bargain of a lifetime.
Yes, that includes your money, you know? It's just heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking.
Scam Tracker can really help out, Denise, can't it?
Correct, yes. So BBB is the only organization that has a tracker basically for scams. It's you can find it on bbb.org/scam tracker. And so the way that it works, it's an interactive map that tells you you know, if there's been scams around your area, you can input your zip code and it'll tell you, you know, there, it's these hot, like little red dots that show you who has reported a scam in your zip code. We actually had a few consumers report that they did that. They bought a fake toy. One lady ordered the item and waited a few days and waited a few more days and a few more days and never got it. And then when she tried to reach out to the company, they were just not getting back to her. And then there was another consumer who reported that she found these collectible dolls for a dollar. That, I think, is, you know, your first red flag. If it seems too good to be true, it usually is. Move on. Don't click on anything. But she said that she found them for a dollar. You know, then she looked up her credit card and there was an over $5 charge. So that might not seem like a lot, but if you multiply that by everybody losing their $5, that's a lot of money.
So these people have been charged. They're charged and then they go to see what happened to my merchandise and it's gone with the wind.
Correct. Yes. Because at some point you want to start a dispute with your credit card or your bank, and you can't because now no one can get a hold of the company. And in this particular instance, this consumer saw that the name that from the website that she purchased it didn't even match the name that the card that charged the card. So it, you know, you have to look out for all of that information as well.
Denise Alvarez is with us, Director of Operations at the BBB, along with Irene Coppola, CEO. Irene, let's give our listeners some really important tips on how to kind of being scammed when it comes to buying toys.
Absolutely. So definitely keep in mind, only buy toys from reputable stores and websites. The best way to avoid getting scammed when purchasing toys is to buy them directly from the seller that you know and trust, right? Mm-hmm. Don't be fooled by the extra low prices. As Denise mentioned, you know, these are red flags. Seeing really, really low prices could be a scam in itself on many products. So avoid making those purchases from a retailer that you aren't familiar just because the price sounds too good to be true, because it actually is.
And it's worth your time to make a Google this particular company that's trying to act like they're legitimate, Denise, and find out if there have been other complaints about them.
Correct.
Or even if you Google them, there may be, you may get a red flag right away. People saying this is not a legitimate website.
Absolutely, yes. Go to bbb.org. It's a one-stop shop. You can find the information if we've had complaints, scams, or customer reviews on the products itself. So you want to do your homework. I know that you know, none of us like to do our homework before while we were in school, but now it's going to pay off. You might save yourself from losing, you know, a lot of money.
And Irene, about offering up your credit card, this is so dangerous if there's any question at all, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Before offering your credit card, your name, your address, make sure the company has a working customer service number. You know, we don't think about that, but it's important to definitely look at that.
Besides toys, and I know we're going to have you guys back in a couple more weeks, any other holiday scam-related things you would like to mention to us, Denise?
Yes, I've been seeing them all over the internet. Employment. Those temporary holiday jobs, I don't know if you've been seeing them, but those are also a red flag. Make sure that you're not giving any personal information before you actually have the job or confirm that they're a real company, because a lot of people do that.
Another area, and we get in this on another show, Irene, is this whole worry about AI, artificial intelligence. You know, getting a call from somebody that sounds very familiar for you, and they may say they're in trouble or a relative's in trouble. Mm-hmm. You've got to really, really be careful now if somebody calls and you're like out of the blue and you're not expecting it.
Absolutely. You know, we hear this so often, but yet it's so impactful when you get that phone call. But the important thing is, if you just forget about everything, don't forget this. Just take 3 seconds. Just stop and think, what is being asked? And then just, you know what? Hang up that phone.
Yep.
Hang up the phone.
Good advice. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the Torch Awards. This is a signature program of the BBB. Denise, you want to fill us in on what's going on?
Yes, absolutely. So the BBB Torch Awards are set for April 19th, 2024. Nominations are officially open. So if you work for, know, or want to nominate a company that is trustworthy and ethical, please visit bbb.org/Tucson Torch to nominate the company today.
And I want to say that I personally used the BBB, looked up, I needed some work, an update done on my washer dryer. And the company that came out was had the BBB accreditation, and I was very pleased with them. So
excellent.
What a great source for a starting place. Look up, where do I go? And the BBB can really point you in the right direction, Irene.
Absolutely. That is so important. Just like Denise says, it's a one-stop shop for your references. You know, you need something on your house, take a look there. You know, if there's a particular item you're looking for on the internet, go to the website, bbb.org. You'll see if there are any complaints.
And I want to give a couple more websites again, bbb.org. That's the main website, and that would be /for the Tucson Torch for nominating your favorite company today. And also, let's talk again, the scam tracker. How do we find that, Denise?
bbb.org/scam tracker. It's on the right-hand corner, and you can look up any scams around your area.
Perfect. We've got lots to talk about in a couple of weeks. Of course, we'll pick up this whole holiday scam thing, and it's a big thing because millions, probably worldwide, billions of dollars are lost, Irene and Denise, to scammers.
Yeah, $5 billion industry.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I knew it was in the billions. I didn't know it was that much of a billion, $5 billion. Okay, ladies, thank you very much. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, take a break right here. Mayor Romero is next.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com. Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show and the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Green Things for everything for the holidays. My goodness, I had a couple of their wonderful poinsettias and have them in the house, and gives a little bit of holiday cheer over at the Buckmaster Bungalow. Check it out, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River. They're in their 53rd year of business. As I like to say, the folks over there didn't get off the bus yesterday. And they are open daily. Their sister business has all that wonderful pottery from Mexico. Great selection of Talavera. That's Zocalo Village, Green Things AZ, and ZocaloVillage.com. While we do our telephone interviews, our live lines presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Mayor Rahina Romero joins me now. Congratulations, Mayor. The voters overwhelmingly said yes to you and another four-year term. But as I say, you didn't get off the bus yesterday in politics in this town. This is a second four-year term. But, of course, you started on the council in, what do I want to, let's see. What
2007. Yes.
So you've been around and you're excited, I'm very sure, about the victory.
Yes. Thank you so much, Bill. Thank you for having me. This is the first official interview after my re-election win on the 7th of November. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for inviting me, but also to thank the Tucson voters for re-electing me to another 4 years. You know, in 2019, I believe that voters were excited about making history.
Yeah.
In 2023, I think voters are excited about what we're doing. This is about us and moving Tucson forward into the future. And so it was loud and clear that voters want us moving in the same direction as we have the last 4 years, and then some.
Yeah, because in 2019, the headlines were all about Rahina Romero, the first woman and first person of Mexican descent to hold the office of Tucson's mayor, going back since the 1870s.
Yes.
But now it's about the mayor's agenda. What are we worried about? And a lot of people, myself included, of course, are worried about the sustainability of living in a place that is, that I believe is on the front lines of climate change.
Yeah. And, you know, my vision for Tucson has always been and will continue to be to create a safe, just, equitable, and sustainable city that provides economic opportunity for all Tucsonans. And what we've done the last 4 years has never been seen in the city of Tucson, right? We got Tucson Resilient Together passed, and we're implementing our climate action and adaptation plan. We passed Proposition 411 to repave every residential road in the city of Tucson.
Even side streets?
Yes, and we have money put aside for collector streets as well. And so millions of dollars that we were able to apply for and bring from federal grants and state grants. And so we started tackling the very complex issue of unsheltered homelessness. And now the next 4 years, we are going to continue investing and improving our roads and infrastructure. We want to keep Tucson affordable and creating access to high-wage long-term jobs. We want to make sure that we have clean and safe, reliable water into the future. And then we want to make sure that, you know, we keep Tucsonans safe, that we have vibrant neighborhoods, and that we're investing in our youth, making sure that we continue the youth employment program that we started, and that we expand in implementing violence intervention programming for youth and children. And so lots to do still. Very excited about my continued work as the mayor of Tucson. But as you said, it is about moving Tucson together in the forward trajectory, investing in ourselves, and making sure that we're imagining. And I said this on election night, imagine and dream with me. We need to continue moving Tucson in a forward trajectory to make sure that 100 years from now, we are going to have an even better city for our grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Wouldn't it be nice 100 years from now to have a wonderful tree canopy over Tucson? We had the city of Tucson's first forester with me on my Monday one-on-one a couple of Mondays ago. I was impressed with this young lady. Mm-hmm. I think she's 34 years old, the forester, and she's been doing all these incredible maps of the tree canopy in Tucson and, yeah. and, of course, going along with trying to put 1 million trees in the ground. There's a way to go.
Yes. God,
she said it's about 100 million. I mean, I wish it was 100 million. It's 100,000 now, but there's a lot of work to be done.
Yes. Well, and that is one of the positions that I requested that we create, the Urban Forestry Manager, first ever in the history of the city of Tucson.
It's the first cabinet position
yes.
in the city of Tucson
yes.
that has a seat at the table, basically.
At the city manager's office.
Yeah.
And, Nicole Giletti is part of our climate action team.
What a sharp young lady.
That team is absolutely, great team. That team is led by Fatima Luna, our first ever resiliency officer for the city of Tucson. They will be leading our climate action work and implementation plan. And so we're way on our way to really creating the sustainable, thriving desert city that we are and will continue to become.
You know, this was an historic election in many regards because of the pay increase that the voters decided to go ahead with. And you know, I've been around now, I'll be starting my 36th year here in town. These things don't pass.
No, it had been 24 years.
They don't pass. And so I was surprised as a longtime observer of city politics that it did pass.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, yes, it was very close, but I guess technically
289 votes closed.
Technically, the city didn't have to do a recount, but I guess you and your colleagues said, you know, this would be good optics. Let's do the official recount.
Yes, well, there was an organized campaign around Proposition 413. Many Tucsonans and organizations got together to promote a yes vote on 413. It had been 24 years since Tucson and Tucson voters had voted for a race increase. And I usually like to joke about, you know, if there are 240,000 voters, there are 240,000 reasons why people vote no.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because even though they love their mayor and council, they love their ward representative, well, you know, they haven't filled that pothole in my street.
Holding them back and saying, I don't think they deserve a raise.
Exactly.
So,
but that's shooting ourselves in the foot, You know, it prevents people that, you know, maybe students that come out of their master's degree with student loans, maybe a single mom. If I would have been a single mom, Bill, I would have never run for council to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're
surprised.
You
wouldn't have had
no,
the time.
I wouldn't. No. I couldn't afford it.
Couldn't afford it.
And so this opens the doors for many leaders in our community with diverse backgrounds and ideas to be able to afford to run for office.
I think that's what people want. I think mm-hmm. they want better candidates.
Right.
And I think,
you know,
this is going to encourage it. There's that pay incentive.
It's not about the mayor and council right now. And they told us very clearly they wanted us back, which is good.
Yeah.
But it really is about setting the table for those that come after me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that the first woman, the first Latina is not the last,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So that we have the capacity and the ability for people to be able to afford to run for office. And that's a good thing.
There was also some very good news on the tourism front. I've got a stack of stuff here. Here it is. Tucson recognized by Condé Nast Traveler magazine. Being a big traveler myself, that's kind of one of the Bibles of the industry. It's a very, very popular magazine among travelers. And Tucson got best places to go in 2024. And as you know, because I think you were with me the day that Time Magazine,
yes,
and Time now has kind of transitioned to time.com, the website named Tucson as like one of the best places in 2024 to travel in the entire world.
Yes. And
remember
now,
that was a couple
Time
of
Magazine.
Visits ago. Yeah, the Time.
That was Time Magazine, yeah. the top 50 places to visit in the world. Mm-hmm. And now Condé Nast is saying the best places to go in North America and the Caribbean in 2024. And then we also receive right next to that one is that the city of Tucson earned the 30th spot in the best run cities in America.
I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, that came in from Wallet Hub. It was the same week. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we've had other accolades for who we are, right? We have such a gorgeous city. And as the 33rd largest city in this country, we are unique. We're one of the longest continuously inhabited cities in North America as well. We have more than 4,500 years of archaeology to be proud of.
Yeah, people have lived along the Rialto.
Yes.
For many, many, well,
thousands of years.
Thousands of years. That's many, many years. But no, from an archaeological point of view, it certainly is one of the oldest continuously inhabited places in North America. All right, we've got more with Mayor Romero. We're going to take a short break here on the Buckmaster Show Midweek Edition. Coming up for our Friday Focus interview, that's where we do a deeper dive on Friday. Chuck Ryan is coming back. We always like having the fire chief, and there'll be a lot to talk with Chief Ryan about Friday. I think Dylan Smith is going to be my guest media co-host. We do that on Friday, and the chief will be giving us an update on the water situation, the PFABs, and what's going on with kind of cleaning up or attempting to clean up that issue. But that's Friday. Mayor Romero's next, right after this.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastropub, serving an ever-changing menu of craft beer and fine fare. Savor the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at West Lambert Lane and North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies. On the web at noblehops.com.
International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We're also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
The Regional Transportation Authority Plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax. The RTA is collected throughout Pima County and averages more than $100 million in revenue each month. The RTA is the largest annual funder of regional transportation improvements in the region. The RTA is preparing a new 20-year plan for public review. Sign up at rtanext.com for updates. Nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in Southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in Southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com. For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rito River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, midweek edition, final Wednesday in November. If you're thinking about a road trip, and a lot of people do, they have some time off around the holidays, how about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico? We send so many of our listeners over there, and many of these people are longtime Tucsonans, our listeners, and they tell me, Bill, I've never been over there. I don't know what's over there. Well, they go. It's about a three-hour drive east of Tucson. They're impressed with that area, and it's a beautiful area. Up to 7,000 feet. I think Silver's at about 5,500 just north by the cliff dwellings. You get up to about 7,000 feet. That's beautiful country of the Land of Enchantment. Check it out, southwestnewmexico.org. All right, we continue now with our conversation with the newly elected mayor of the city of Tucson, Regina Romero. Mayor Romero, so many people, working class people in Tucson, are really struggling when it comes to housing in this town.
Yes, I've made housing affordability one of my priorities. Everything from unsheltered needs all the way to home ownership and everything in terms of the housing continuum in between. One of the first actions that I asked our city manager and our housing community development director was to put together a housing affordability strategy for Tucson. We did not have a master plan, strategic plan for affordable housing. And I said, we can't do this, you know, blind. We have to.
There was no blueprint for affordable housing in the city of
Tucson. And so,
why did that slip through the cracks?
As I became mayor, and that's the difference between a council member and a mayor, right? You have to have the vision to lead and to be able to demand that work be done by our bureaucracy, our management team. And they absolutely stepped up and did this housing affordability strategy where we plan for how we're going to house the unhoused all the way to temporary housing, to rental affordable, and then all the way to home ownership. So we have finally a strategic plan that we're implementing. That's why we passed the accessory dwelling unit ordinance, basically.
Is that the casitas?
Yeah, the capacity to build casitas. Everyone has now the right
to put a casita,
to be able to build a casita in their property. And they could have it as a granny flat, or they could lease it as an affordable space for a college student or for a family member. And so that's one of the pieces that we implemented. We also created a El Pueblo Housing Development. It's a nonprofit development company that I pushed for our housing community development to do. That way, we can actually get the middleman out of the equation and have the city of Tucson build our own affordability. And so, and we're partnering with the city of Tucson Industrial Development Authority to be able to help with down payment assistance. And we're pretty soon going to borrow bonding funds so that we can give down payment assistance and a better housing loan rate for our community. So it is a 360 approach to building housing affordability. And one of the projects that I'm so excited about, which is something that we competed for. We were one in eight American cities to receive the Choice Neighborhood Grant from HUD. We're receiving $50 million, and we're leveraging that money into $350 million, fixing the Tucson House, which is 400 units.
Oh, the Tucson House.
Yes, yeah. 400 units, and then we're building another 400 additional low-income and mixed-income projects within.
Some of these old motels, I think the notorious no-tell motel, are being fixed up for to help unsheltered people.
We have a few motels like the Wildcat Inn and the Amazon that we've been using for housing first options, mm-hmm. which, by the way, on our way here, we were talking about how devastating it is that in these housing first shelters, we're seeing more than 85 children.
What?
85 children and their families homeless.
They'd been living in the car.
In the car with family, couch surfing. It is astounding how many children we have been seeing in our housing first shelters. And so
So you're trying to get these people a roof over their head.
Absolutely. And we want to build more affordable family housing options. The bum steer, which, remember the old bum steer?
Of course, I remember the bum steer.
From the Wildcat.
Yeah.
We purchased that property and are going to build at least 60 family housing units. Mm-hmm. We purchased the remainder of the property on Stone and Speedway so that we can build mixed use and mixed income housing mm-hmm. in that particular piece. And so we're moving fast and furiously to provide affordable housing opportunities to Tucsonans.
Have you identified some more of these projects that, these old hotels or motels that might be possible?
Well, the Amazon Motel that's on Miracle Mile, we are building an additional wing. So we're fixing the Amazon, and then we're building an additional wing mm-hmm. so that we could have housing first, and then right next door, more permanent temporary transitional housing. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, from unsheltered all the way to home ownership, we have a strategic plan to move forward.
Can you imagine?
And we're rocking and rolling.
Those 85 kids growing up, couch surfing, moving from kind of place to place, or living in a car.
Well,
and
that's what the beauty of having the Wildcat Inn and our Housing First program, that we want to house and stabilize families and individuals first, wrap around the services that they need, and then move them into more temporary or permanent housing from there. Mm-hmm. But we had not seen as many unsheltered and homeless children. And so we are partnering with council member Kevin Dahl and other council offices. He took it upon himself to do a stocking stuffer drive for these children.
That's nice.
We're purchasing food and hopefully partnering with an organization that will provide toys for these kids. And so it is incredible.
Tough time of year to be homeless. I mean, any time is tough, but the holidays especially, very difficult. Mayor Romero, thank you very much. Congratulations on your next second four-year term.
Thank you, Bill, so much for having me. I'm looking forward to the future. Very excited about it. And thank you for all you do for our community. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, starting my 36th year in radio and television in this town in January.
Well, congratulations, thank you for delivering necessary information for the community.
Thanks a lot. All right, that'll do
it. Happy holidays, everyone.
Same to you. And on behalf of the mayor of Tucson and Tom, who always does such a great job on the other side of the glass, making sure we're on time and everything's good, all the buttons are pushed and... or it used to be the dials pointed in the right direction. Buckmaster saying, have a great day.